Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It is now time for us to strike another blow in the war against death by refuting yet another common argument leveled against indefinite life extension, namely the overpopulation argument, the allegation that if human beings are allowed to live for even a very long time, say 1,000 years, then the earth will become overcrowded, we will run out of resources, and lives will be miserable. Now, I believe that this is a false prognosis for many reasons. First, let's consider what has actually happened in the Western world with regard to the population explosion of the 20th century. Why is it that the doomsday scenarios offered by Paul Ehrlich in his 1968 book, The Population Bomb, failed to materialize? Why is it that we're not having global famines, increasing conflicts over resources, increasing scarcity of everything? Well, what Paul Ehrlich didn't take into account was the progress of technology. At about the time that Paul Ehrlich wrote, something happened called the Green Revolution. The Green Revolution allowed for genetically engineered crops to be inexpensively distributed to countries in the third or developing world and fed billions of people that would otherwise have starved. Now, farmers can grow crops at a much greater density than before, and can grow crops with a far superior nutritional value than before. Golden rice, a genetically modified crop, is now being extensively distributed in the developing world and is going to alleviate a lot of hunger. And the other amazing thing about the Green Revolution is, despite extensive propaganda against it, with fears of Frankenfoods and other scares being raised, not a single negative health consequence has been observed as a result of genetically modified foods. So that has fed a few billion people. There have been other trends in industrializing countries, such as the falling birth rate, which has dramatically slowed the rate of population increase. The fact is, the birth rate currently is falling in all countries as a result of the shift from a predominantly agricultural lifestyle to a predominantly urban manufacturing or service-based lifestyle. In a manufacturing or service-based economy, children become not producer goods, but consumer goods. On the farm, you always need an extra hand. It's nice to have 8 or 10 workers around, whom you don't have to pay wages, who will do a lot of the farm work for you. Now, in an urban setting, or in a service-based economy, where there are a lot of advanced skills that are required, most children do not have yet the skills that are necessary for them to be competent in the workplace. And in the meantime, they need to be fed and clothed and educated for a while, and that becomes expensive. Many people can't afford to have a lot of children anymore, and moreover, there's a great opportunity cost to one's career of having a lot of children. So birth rates throughout the world right now are declining, and actually in Europe, in Japan, in Russia, birth rates are right now falling below the replacement rate of the population. So I don't believe that's a doomsday scenario either. I don't believe that we're either headed for a population bomb or a demographic winter. But I must note that with increasing industrialization, with the advent of more technologies, birth rates go down. There's no reason why this shouldn't continue to be the case. Now, the fears of those who believe a demographic winter may be upon us will actually be alleviated by the arrival of indefinite life, because we would not see any net population decreases if the birth rate keeps falling, people keep having fewer children, but the people who are around already are going to remain around. They're going to live indefinitely. So the overall population isn't going to increase. Very much, at least. And the people who are still around, because it's senescence, it's the biological aging process that we're going to try to combat, will not be a toll on them. They will still be as productive as before. They will still be able to produce goods and services, develop new ideas, and contribute to our economic well-being. So we will not face the catastrophic overpopulation whether or not we have indefinite life. But if we have indefinite life, we will not face demographic winter. Now, furthermore, the idea that our resources are finite is not quite true. Because a resource isn't the same as physical stuff. Yes, you could say the physical stuff the Earth is made of is finite. But a resource has to be something that is perceived by human beings to be useful. There was a time when oil was not considered a resource by human beings. It was considered a pollutant, just waste. Farmers would pay to have large amounts of oil removed from rivers that they had in their territory because it would just contaminate the crops. They didn't know what else to do with it. And then in the 19th century, John D. Rockefeller figured out that you could use oil for heating homes. And then later on, automobile manufacturers figured out how to use oil to fuel cars and other vehicles. And all of a sudden, from becoming a harmful nuisance, oil became a resource. And let me ask you another question. At which time in the history of the world has there been more oil available to human beings than at any other time? The answer is right now. There is more oil right now that we know of that is available for human use than has ever been available before. Because much of the oil that wasn't a resource earlier in our history is a resource now. Because we've developed technologies to extract that oil from various deposits that would have been inaccessible to us before. Even if we had known, for instance, about shale, we would not have been able, in prior decades, to unlock the oil that is within it. And do you think that human ingenuity will stop all of a sudden? That humans will not invent new technologies and new ways of extracting these resources? The Earth, without any human technologies, could support a population of a few million people. Now we have 6.5 billion people and growing. And we have more than enough food to feed them all. And many, many other resources per person that were not accessible to even the kings of old. A very instructive book for those who fear overpopulation under any scenario is Julian Simon's The Ultimate Resource. The ultimate resource, according to Simon, is the human mind. The human mind invents continually new ways to develop physical things into resources that human beings can use. And that will include in the future new sources of energy, new ways of developing food, new ways of manufacturing things quickly and effectively, new ways of conserving our resources, so that even though we do have a finite amount of stuff to deal with, we can use that stuff in ways that can sustain an indefinite number of people. So not only will population probably not increase as dramatically as many predict, we will also always be able to keep up technologically with it, provided that we are free to innovate, and governments do not stifle individual inventors and individual entrepreneurs' desires and initiatives to improve the well-being of humans.